You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1630. Today, Horse Radio Network founder Glenn is joined by Dr. Wendy Ging, and they're going to have a little chat about why horses need professional dental care. And today's show is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Feed knows you share a unique bond with your horse and that you do anything to keep them happy and healthy, including having their teeth taken care of. Just like you are dedicated to your horse's well-being, Sentinel Horse Nutrition's expert nutritionists are dedicated to creating feed that supports their health. To learn more or find a dealer near you, visit Sentinel Horse Nutrition at feedsentinel.com/podcast. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
Dr. Wendy is with us. We're going to talk a little bit about dentistry, and Dr. Tucker was just here to do our horse's teeth.
And that actually is a good way to start this topic. Like, why do we float our horse's teeth, right? Horse's teeth are different than our teeth in that horse's teeth continually grow. You know, they're, if you've ever seen a picture of a tooth and how long the horse's tooth root is, it's really a long tooth because it's growing continually, like always works its way up. And that's what grazing animals need, teeth like that, okay, to chew the grass. And that saying long in the tooth, that's what that means. Like horses, as they get older, you can see more and more of their root, and also their incisors start to go out a little bit more. You have more of an angle. So that's what that saying comes, long in the tooth. So in Scooter's case, he probably had some sharp edges on his teeth.
Yep.
And yeah. And so when Dr. Tucker got the sharp edges off, it feels so much better, because one of the biggest things I saw when I was doing a lot of dentistry is if you have a horse that's actually with no head problems, is pretty stoic, sometimes people forget to get their horse's teeth done every year. So you might go in there and see this horse and his has horrible points on his teeth. And what happens is, you know, when you bite the inside of your mouth and you get a little,
it hurts,
a little cut, it hurts. And then you keep, it's swollen, and then you keep biting it over and over and over again. So that's a common problem. You see some ulcers on the side of their mouth. And, we talk about, the sharp points, it's actually the edges of the molars. Okay. So the most common thing that we need to do when we're floating is if you look at a horse's jaw, the molars on the bottom are a little narrower than the molars on the top. And horses, when they chew, do something called lateral excursion, right? So you know that sound that we love to hear in the barn when your horses are eating and chewing their hay, and it's less like that grinding sound of horses eating. That's their molars, kind of like a grain mill rubbing back and forth. And that's how they break down the hay and the grain they eat. So because the inside, the bottom teeth are narrower, the points, they grow points next to their tongue on the bottom. Okay. That's where the sharp points get. And on the top, they get points on the outside. So if those points get real sharp, it can decrease their amount of lateral excursion. So the amount of surface area they have on their molars gets smaller because they have these points or these ramps. So when they go back and forth, instead of going laterally back and forth, they have to actually almost open their mouth because the ramp, you know, sends their teeth at a strange angle. This also is painful to their temporomandibular joint. And some horses can put up with it. You know, some horses won't see it. Other horses are very sensitive in their temporomandibular joint. And people having temporomandibular joint pain is a source of migraine headaches. So that's another reason why floating your horse's teeth all the time is important, especially if you have a dressage horse or you have one that has to keep its head in a certain frame. Another reason why we want the maximum chewing surface area on the molars is so that the horses can extract the most nutrition out of their food. So you have to think about it. Like if they can't properly chew their food, a lot of their food will go undigested through their tract. it'll be harder for them to digest it. So we're talking about older horses with the equine senior. The reason that the equine senior, you can mash it up and make it into a mash, is horses that are past the point of being able to chew can get the maximum nutrition out of that food. If they have to be able to chew and they don't have any chewing surface and they have to eat grass, they can't get the maximum nutrition out of that. So Glenn, I'm super happy that you finally had Dr. Tucker come out to do your horse's teeth, because when you first got that pony, his teeth were horrible.
Yeah. He's been coming out every year, about once a year, but he gets pointies every year. I mean,
yeah, they will, because their teeth continually grow. So I would say that when they're babies, you know, they're, if you've ever looked at the, how we tell what age horses' teeth are, is the age of eruption and when they start getting into wear. So a good schedule for floating is when they're babies, you should have your vet look at their teeth every year, but they might not need like a super extensive float because they have baby teeth. And sometimes you'll have caps that are retained and things like that. So that is really a time where you have to look in the mouth and then decide what you're going to do. From like 5 or 6 till they're 12, I really recommend that horses are done every year if they have a normal bite. If they have an abnormal bite, it wouldn't be wrong to at least have your vet look at them every 6 months. Because during the time they're 5 to 12, they're in the most work. And also their teeth are really, their teeth are really growing, and you don't want any little problems to turn into huge issues. Like, so if you start to have you heard of wave mouth, Glenn?
No.
You ever? Okay. So their molars, they have 6 molars in all 4 corners, right, of their mouth. So their top teeth have 12 molars and their bottom teeth have 12 molars.
Okay.
Those teeth should act like one solid tooth together. So they should all be the same height, and they should all be at the table surface, the chewing surface should all be at the same angle. Sometimes we call it wave mouth because, like, the most common reason they have it is they have a little bit of an overbite. So their teeth may not line up correctly. Like, if they have a little overbite, their top molars may be more forward than the back molars. And so certain forces will cause hooks to form, not the same side hooks that we were talking about before, but these are like abnormal. Sometimes we call them ramps. And then a true wave mouth will be like, instead of the tooth being one flat surface, it looks like a wave. So in those cases, that can be really bad for the horse's teeth, because the places where, like, the low point of the wave is where that's touching, that can cause a lot of pressure on the teeth below it, and it can cause the teeth to separate, and then they can get tooth root abscesses. So if you routinely float your horse's teeth between 5 and 12, you can cut off any issues you might have as geriatrics. I think a lot of people sometimes forget to get their horse's teeth floated once they get a little bit older, or if they're, like I said, stoic. And then if you say, there are many times where I have opened a horse's mouth and the people said, oh, well, I've never had to float his teeth, and the horse is 15, you know? And by then, if he has wave mouth or some tooth root abscesses, or, you know, maybe something's hurting him and that's why they call me, it might be too late then for me to give him to fix those problems. Maybe now all I can do is really take down a lot of tooth or remove a rotted tooth. And that horse is going to have to deal, like, when he's 20, is going to have a lot of issues with chewing. Whereas if you, it's like maintenance. If you take care of their teeth all the way along, if you're able to do that, if you have your horse at that age, you can extend their life so much further, because you're extending the life of their teeth. So you won't have as many nutrition problems later on. Also, just like in people and dogs, tooth root abscesses can lead to a systemic bacterial infection. It can also lead to immune problems later on in life, because the teeth gland are connected to the rest of the body.
Just like when we get a toothache, you just suffer. It's
right.
Just terrible.
It's painful.
Yeah.
And also your bacteria spreading all out, all throughout your body, and your body has to fight hard to combat that. So I'm sorry I've rambled on and on my soapbox about teeth, but I want to stress it's very important. It's very important to do your horse's teeth.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.